Good morning, this is Monk Aaron from the Absolute Monastery in Campo, California. Campo, California. Big applause. I want to talk about being a practitioner. Being a practitioner means practicing what I believe. And what do we believe? What do we believe? Do we live what we believe? And indeed, we do live what we believe. But is this always beneficial, what we believe? It's like it's like the guy who was living in his beautiful little house, and he was just built new, and he was enjoying it so much. There was a big flood, rain was pouring outside, and he was just saying, oh gosh, what I'm going to do. And so the neighbors came by, just as he has lovely neighbors, and came by and said, hey, we need to evacuate. And he said, oh no, God takes care. So the neighbor went, and it continues raining and raining and raining. Well, the guy had to evacuate to the upper floor because it was all flooding in his house. So he was sitting up there, and the neighbors were saying, well, look, we're bringing you a boat. And he said, oh no, God takes care. Well, it didn't stop raining. It was raining more and more and more. So this poor guy was finishing up on the roof. And then they came with a helicopter. And they wanted to tell him, look, give up. It has no sense to sit here. We take you away and we want to save you. And the guy said, oh no, thank you. God takes care. Well, the flood came higher and higher and higher, and it was raining and raining and never stopping, and the poor guy was drowning. So he went to heaven. And there he said to God, oh, what's going on? I mean, you told me that you take care of me. But you didn't. Why did this happen to me? And God said, well, I sent you the neighbors. I sent you the boats. I sent you a helicopter. But you refused everything. Well, sometimes it's just like this. We think it's just coming from outside, that the power outside is doing it all. But we are the practitioners. We are the creators of our world. And when we speak our word, action can be done, physical action. But the basic, the foundation is our thoughts. When we think our thought and say, clear weather, quietness, peace, and it happens. And if we cannot handle this, we better take the boat. If we cannot swim, we better take the boat. We have some of our friends who say, oh, I have no house, oh, I have no jobs. And they pray and pray and say, I have my perfect house. And then the next telephone call, they say, I don't have my house. Well, that's how it works. If I say one day yes and one day no, then it doesn't work because it's doubt. It's practicing what we believe, sure, but is that really what we want? We have one of our fantastic practitioners, and she is just living a living example. When she speaks her word, the mountains shake. Whenever she has something on her heart, a healing need for herself or for her friends, she just sits quietly and she says, all is in divine order. She is perfect. And then she calls and then she says, wow, it worked again, it worked again. And I said, what? Well, he was healed, the guy was healed. And I said, well, did you tell the guy that he did it? Or do you believe you did it? She said, well, I did it, but I did. I told the guy that he was doing it. Well, isn't that a wonderful practitioner? Just giving credit, not to yourself, inside of yourself, yes, but giving the credit to the person who is asking for help or assistance. We have all the power within us, and when we speak our word and believe in our word and stick with our word, it's done. It's most interesting that the religious science, when we follow their studies, their first program is the practitioner program. And before they become a minister, they become practitioners. We say, first, we do our undergraduate college, we get the foundation of the teaching, and while we have the foundation, we are practicing the teaching, but in the same time, we are becoming a minister. And as a minister, we still have the tendency to counsel, to advise people, and maybe feel a little bit superior to our people, but that's not really what a practitioner is. A practitioner lives the truth and sees the truth manifested wherever he looks and whatever he's doing. So being a minister and being a practitioner, I think, is the most wonderful thing to be. One is all. A living practitioner as a minister. And I think we all are ministers. We all are practitioners. It all depends, what do we believe? Believing in myself, believing that I'm divine and not letting the appearance of being human come through, but just stick with the truth and say, I'm God. God I am. Well, something to think about. You and I, we all are practitioners. And being a practitioner, having fun, that's what it is all about. I love you. Have a wonderful day.